So really, when we heard from Abdul today, you weren't here.
You'll be on tonight.
Oh, you're working at online. So Abdul, what he said today, that if you want to have a heart, you have to break the Tavat Niyuf. Because the Pasuk says that. No efisha chasar lev. Someone as niuf, as lust for women, he doesn't have a heart. So we all want to have a heart. Heart for others, heart for Hashem, heart for not to be selfish, to be human beings, to be normal people, not sick. So of course what we're learning now is that not chashuv. How to do it. Really it's only prayers. And the Yetzirah, will do anything and everything in its power to prevent a person from doing this half an hour of prayers about Shmuel Tainayim, about the taking out of this lust. Everything. Everything and anything. Akol. Because he knows that if you work on this Nikuda, come on, he's over. The game's over for him. He'll make you work on the food that you're eating, that you'll eat healthy, and he'll make you work on mitachan Hashem and work on it. But really, everything depends on this because you have no feeling at all before you start working in Kedusha. Start working in Kedusha, you start feeling there's Hashem in the world. I'm much like that. And you don't know, a person doesn't know how much he has to work in order to achieve something. It says in the Mishnah, Yagata Matzata Ta'amin. You toiled and you found, believe. What is toiling? Toiling and finding is two different opposites. Because if you toil, it's not that you finding something is, that's in the Gemara, Metzias Vesta Chadas. You walked in the streets. Oh, I see on the shekels, I found it. I see something, a key, I found it. How do you find something? It's without planning it. You didn't plan to find it. But when you toil, so you didn't find it, you achieved it. You didn't just find it suddenly. So what does toiling have to do with finding? The explanation is, Fasana says, that you toil, you do your serving Hashem. And the way you toil, that's how Hashem will give it to you as a gift. As like, just like you find something. One person, for him to do, he did a whole week, he did it every day, an hour, he will do it. So he acquired what he toiled, he reached the raft that the top that he needed to do. And now he's going to get from Hashem. A different person, he has to do for 2 weeks, every day, an hour. A different person has to do a whole year every day now. He will do that one thing in order to reach this thing to achieve. And you can't say that this is, you need this and this amount of prayers. Each one, according to his toiling. The main thing is to daven for Hashem, basically. Not to daven for yourself. Not to daven, so I'm a tzaddik, so I'm a this, I'm a that. Daven for Hashem. To devote yourself to Hashem. I realized in the Yisbodu today, that the. That I'm davening about something, but I'm not davening for Hashem. I'm not working on this. It's the work. And sometimes you work. And you know when you work on it. It's also good. Everything is good. Every prayer is good. But if you get paid according to the toiling, so you're not toiling so hard. To work harder. Abay say, to work. Tefillah is avoida. Tefillah. It's very simple. Chasam Sefer already says, for every person has two sets of eyes. The physical eyes and the spiritual eyes. When you open one, the others get shut. So if you open your physical eyes to look whatever you want, you can't understand. You don't understand. Only way to understand is to see Hashem. To see in your spiritual eyes, to see that there's Hashem, to see Hashem is good. see what holiness is all about is only when you shut your eyes. Only. People are married for years and they don't have real shalom bayis. Because they open their eyes. They look all over the place. I'm not asking. I also said today, we all have lust for women. And we all have to work on it. It's not a defect. It's the way Hashem created us. A defect is if a person does not work. That's a defect already.
The defect is what?
A person does not work on it. A person is ill, Chas v'Shalom. So we're not saying, oh, you're a bad person because you're ill. But if he doesn't go to take care of it, then he was saying, you're an idiot, right? Don't take care of your problem. But so too here. So yeah, this is what Hashem created it with. In order to take care of it. So, we're here in the world to fight, to work. To work. We're here to work. And the reward that a person gets here in this world from being kadosh, being separated from this world, from controlling is what he sees, what he hears, what he talks, to control himself is endless. He's a master. He's not a slave, he's a slave, and therefore he's a master.
You know, the word work outside the religious world has negative
connotation. Yeah.
We don't want to work, basically because we're lazy. They don't want to work. They want to go to their job, they want to make money. They don't want to work on themselves. It's hard, and it takes a lot of work. It does take a lot of work. And there's a thing called laziness. It's a very bad trait. And it's out there.
It says, but the Mr. Shem writes it, sometimes it's good to be lazy.
You know what?
Sometimes it's good to be lazy. Let's say there's an avela to do, we have to be lazy about it. Yeah. Too lazy to get up. Abay Tzai, Shkoyach, Lel
Hashem. Hashem put a person in a place for 20, 30 years with all the garbage full and then now start to work. Understand?
So that's the work!
It's like people, they know, they're very far from religious. Cannot say something bad about them.
No.
Never.
No, I'm talking
get the information, right? Understand? To
doesn't know.